Imagine a world without signs.
Morning.
Morning. Can you tell me how to get to Albany?
Of course. You take this big road right here.
Oh, I'm on it?
You're on it. Go 16, 17 exits that way.
What if I lose count?
Well, you gotta come back and start all over.
In a world without signs, you could be in for some very long days. Bless those good folks at Empire Forester, your total identity solution.
Tell me something. How come I look across the street and they're doing business and I'm not?
It's the sign, Norm.
Well, how come they got steady traffic and I gotta give away half the store to get half the people they get over there every day?
It's the sign, Norm.
Well, their business didn't used to be much. All of a sudden, bam, he's doing big numbers.
It's the sign, Norm.
I don't know. Maybe it's because they got their name up there and all them colorful lights.
That's the sign, Norm.
Choose to make your first impression with the leader, Empire Forester Sign and Awning.
And now for an update on our continuing series, Successful Companies Who Don't Use Awnings. Well, that's it for today. Stay tuned for our next series, Successful Companies Who Don't Use Signs.
Good morning, Empire Forester.
Whoa! What is that?
It's a guitar playing.
I know that, but the sound, it's such a big sound.
Should be. It's coming from a 45-foot guitar we're building for the Hard Rock Cafe.
Well, how the heck do you play a 45-foot guitar?
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm looking for the...
Down the hall, past the vending machine, second door on your right.
But I didn't even...
Don't have to. Happens once, twice, three times a day, sometimes more.
Well, if everybody keeps getting lost, somebody should do something about it.
They did. They're moving me to a different office. Have a nice day.
Don't make your customers run around in circles trying to find you. Get them where they're going fast with a custom-designed wayfinding package from Empire Forester.
More successful companies who don't use awnings.
A backlit awning would really enhance this place. But you know, Harry, if it's not his idea, it's not going to fly. Ooh, here he comes.
So, Harry, have you given any more thought to that new backlit awning you wanted?
Awning? What companies use awnings in this day and age?
Blockbuster, Manhattan Bagel, TGI Fridays, Boston Market, the Hard Rock Cafe, Planet Hollywood, Starbucks, KFC, McDonald's, Domino's, Arby's, Pizza Hut, Hardee's, Wendy's, Kenny Rogers. Just to name a few.
Matter of fact, I've been thinking about a new awning. Put that in the budget. We'll wrap the building in lights. Boy, am I a genius.
Be a genius and stay on the line to add some real dimension to your business.
I'm looking for the complaint department.
Follow the sign.
But it points that way. I just came in from that way.
Okay, well, here's a shortcut. Go down around the elevators, take the stairs, and ask the first person you see up there.
Come on, I'm really late for picking my daughter up at school. Can you just be a little more help?
Sorry, not my job. What are you going to the complaint department for?
Now? To complain about you!
To make sure your customers avoid this kind of aggravation, stay on the line and we'll give your business a clear path that will help your customers arrive in the right frame of mind.
I've been up and down this street 20 times. Where the heck is your building?
You're in the phone booth across the street.
Yeah, I'm in the phone booth at the corner.
I know where you're calling from. Our sign is kind of small, but if you look just to the left of that Brockton sign, we're there.
Maybe you should tell people we're right next to Brockton's.
Ooh, we can't do that. They're a new company. Competitors are already bigger than us, though.
Gee, do you think that seeing that impressive sign so visibly positioned has anything to do with it?
Probably.
It's no great secret that getting noticed and making the right impression is critical. Choose to make your first and best impression with the leader, Empire Forester Sign and Awning, your total identity solution.
Put
put a purchase offer in. I'll buy the business. I love that sign.
You'll buy the business because you love the sign?
I didn't stutter. I love that sign.
But it says Talbot's Funeral Home. Your name is Stan, and you own a hardware store.
I'll sell my business. I'll change my name. I gotta have that sign.
If you feel this strongly, there could only be two reasons. One is that you need intensive therapy. The other is the sign was made by Empire Forester. Stay on the line for a free consultation and ultimately a sign that uniquely fits you and your business. Stay on the line. Heck, this consultation's free.